It's Thursday, the 17th of October, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 1 p.m. news. As Namibia prepares to elect a new president and members of the National Assembly on 27 November 2024, which will be the country's seventh general elections since gaining independence in 1990, we asked the leader of the Independent Patriots for Change party, Panduleni Itula, whether he's expecting a bigger turnout and support for his party this year.
We know that there has been a discrepancy in the votes allocated to me. When you look at the IPPR's recording will give you 249,000 allocated to me, but the ECN's will give you 242 allocated to me. 7,000 votes moved from me to Appius Aukab. This year we've got 1.4 million people registered, and if we were to keep the same pattern, we'll probably get 1.1 million people voting. If that happens, then the currency for one seat in parliament will be 11,000 votes, and that will be a hard number to achieve.
Business at the Namibia University of Science and Technology has earned bronze membership with the renowned Business Graduates Association. The achievement makes HBGSB the first and only business school in Namibia to receive this international accreditation, reinforcing its position as a leading institution for business education in the country. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa will answer questions in the National Assembly later today. These include the functioning of the Government of National Unity, the fight against organized crime, and the outcome of the United Nations General Assembly. He'll also field questions regarding Justice Minister Thembi Simelane, who is facing allegations of impropriety. That's according to Ramaphosa's spokesperson, Vincent Magwenya.
I'm not suggesting that the President is waiting for evidence of instability in the department before he acts. The matter is top of mind. He is processing it. He's thinking it through. Let's give the president the time he needs to deal with the matter.
The government of Zimbabwe will start paying $3.5 billion compensation to farmers who lost land under former President Robert Mugabe's administration. Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce's Christopher Mugaga told Newsroom Africa that there have been different views on the handling of the issue.
How the figure of 3.5 billion was arrived at, possibly, yes, there could be debate on it, but it's argued that the farmers, after sitting from their COMIT side, they put for about $5.4 billion, and Governor of Zimbabwe was willing to pay about $1.7 billion. And in negotiating, that's when then they came up with a figure of $3.5 billion. So what you have to appreciate is the legal or the constitutional imperative.
And in a bold display of authority, the U.S. military carried out airstrikes in Yemen against the Iran-backed Houthis, targeting five underground weapons storage facilities. These were holding various weapons components used to target vessels in the Middle East. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says they will continue to make it clear to the Houthis that there will be consequences for their illegal and reckless attacks. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.